Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
At Farm Credit Services of North Dakota in Minot, North Dakota today, here because together with Farm Credit Services of Mandan and AgriBank, they are recognizing some recipients of the Rural Community Grant Fund that Farm Credit Services does along with AgriBank. It's really a neat deal because AgriBank and Farm Credit Services own some mineral rights, and so they take proceeds from those mineral rights and they give back to community projects that are not funded, ones that sort of slip through the cracks, you might say, in the way of government funding, but worthy causes. And so we're going to meet some of the folks that have received these grants and talk about what they're doing with them, and also some of the folks from Farm Credit Services today, of North Dakota Farm Credit Services of Mandan, and the CEO of AgriBank as well. So that'll be today on the program. We're going to talk with Senator Don Shively. He's from Mott, North Dakota, and he will be our North Dakota Farm Bureau guest today. The North Dakota Farm Bureau brings you the Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind, and he'll be on to talk about something we're going to try and do, as we get into spring and summer here, is go back and find different things that have passed the recently completed North Dakota legislative session that maybe didn't get the attention. A lot of things happen in that session you don't hear about. And so we're going to tell you about a couple of those today. One, a constitutional measure that provides money for loans and scholarships. And every parent within the sound of my voice just bent a little ear to the radio. What'd you say? Loans and scholarships. Tell me more. Anyway.
Listen to the scholarships part, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so we'll find out about that. We're also going to talk about a school construction low-interest loan program that was passed as well. So all that today on the program. We also need your help, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm starting to get that, I don't know what it is, a spring itch maybe, where, we go to a lot of wonderful places. For instance, today at Farm Credit Services of North Dakota here in Minot. Thursday we'll be at Braun Intertech. But for lack of a better term, they're businesses, they're places of work, right? I want to go to some fun places, Todd. And, we've got the 50th anniversary of the North Dakota parks. We've been invited down to Fort Ransom State Park. Looking forward to that later this summer. I was reading the Bismarck Tribune today, and I saw something I'd never been to, the Earth Lodge. I've been to Fort Abraham Lincoln State Park, but I've not been in the Earth Lodge. And now I'm jealous of the kids from eighth graders, actually, from Hazelden Moffitt Braddock School that were up there yesterday, and now I have their picture. I don't know if there's an internet connection at the Earth Lodge, but it's pretty cool. Would you be up for doing a show there, Todd? I'm thinking it'd be great fun to go to the Earth Lodge. Here's the question I'm trying to get. I mean, I'll stop beating around the bush here. We need some fun places to broadcast from with What's on Your Mind and to really explore North Dakota. Now, I think we have a number of IOUs out there that we've not fulfilled. I'm thinking of one lady that invited us at harvest time after she brought us some wonderful pie. I'm trying to remember, was she from Monocan? I don't remember where that was. But if we have an IOU and you're waiting for us to arrive, remind us, because we're going to start an official list, but I also want to add to the list of where we should broadcast from. And Earth Lodge might not be bad. Scott Bachmeyer, we have an IOU to come out. Remember, and I think we're going to help him with some fence and do the show, as I recall. Todd, you're of no help today in jogging my memory. Are you unavoidably detained?
Do I look like a jogger to you?
A jogger? I'm not asking you to jog.
ever see the movie Son-in-Law?
No.
Based on a farm in South Dakota. Pauly Shore, a bunch of other people. And there's a great big farmhand guy. And he's trying to run to catch somebody. Oh, I ain't no damn jogger. That's me.
I am
so out of shape, I can't even jog memory. That's how out of shape I am.
Well, I have a, we definitely want to get to a ranch or two Definitely want to get to a farm or two, but also just some really cool places in North Dakota. And so if you have any suggestions, or if you want to invite us to come out, all we need is an internet connection, and we're there. Then it works.
And who doesn't have that these days?
I guess my motivation for this is a lot of the time we spend on the program has to do with things that are ripped from the headlines, right? That are making news and have people talking, okay?
Right.
And, you know, that's fine. That's part of what we do, and we're going to continue to do that. But, you know, every once in a while you just want to get out of that same old, and there's so much going on every single day in the great state of North Dakota that is worthy of, you know, what you think it's routine. You think it's just, this is boring. To us, it's very interesting. And that's certainly things that are, you know, planning right now. And the impacts from the rain that are going on, I'm curious about, right? Certainly, ranching and what's going on there. One area of agriculture that is booming is certainly the livestock
bring
side.
Bring you to the world.
Yeah, whatever. I just want to go out and celebrate North Dakota and go to fun places. So if there's places you think that, you know, we need to be, you know, I think it'd be pretty darn fun. We've been invited to, you know, be out when there's some calving going on. But like I say, if you have an open invite for us and we've not yet taken you up on that, we're starting the list over. So give us a call. Or if you have a suggestion for us to be, a place for us to go, let us know. We want to fill up the spring and summer and fall calendar with a fun place. But we can't get to all of them. But get it on the suggestion list so we can, with your help. Maybe what we'll do is we'll take the whole suggestion list, we'll whittle it down a little bit, and then we'll have folks vote on where we ought to go. We'll include you in the final decision-making process. So 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll bring the pie, too. You don't have to make the pie. We'll bring the pie. Yeah. Maybe I'll contract with, Myra Anderson up there in McKenzie County. It's the best pie on the planet Earth. They auction it off, for thousands of dollars at charity auctions up there. It's so darn good. I've had some, actually, at the rectory. Right there, Father Gross had us in for a little dinner there, and Myra brought the pie, and it was unbelievable. Yeah, ask Kevin Kramer about it sometime. He was along for that visit. It was great fun. But so anyway, we'll bring the pie. You know, we want to be low maintenance when we come visit you. But what do you think? All this inspired by the photo in the Bismarck Tribune today from the Earth Lodge. That's cool. Do you think that thing actually served a purpose beyond being a tourist stop at one point? I guess we need to. It looks like there's a little fire pit in the middle of it, middle of the Earth Lodge. Or was it built to reenact things? I don't know. It's pretty cool, though. I guess I should ask the Hazelden Moffett Braddock eighth graders, because they were there yesterday, soaking it all in. So that's pretty cool. And when do you think the best season to be on a ranch is? I know that it was first suggested that we actually start fixing some fence. So I think that's chore season. I'd rather
more,
go just sort
more
of
that North Dakota grammar. Fixing
it all in.
Fence.
Yeah. I'm up for
nowhere else have I ever lived in the country would they say it as fixing fence.
5-6 minutes of fixing fence. Yeah.
Fixing a fence, fixing the fence.
Hours and hours
fixing
and hours.
Fences.
Maybe not so much, but you know, I actually.
I was gonna say, you're not up for that, are you?
I'll throw a pair of gloves on for a photo op. You know.
But otherwise, you know, Scott Bachmeyer would love to have us out at his place. I'm sure.
Well, that's why I'm saying we have an IOU. We promised we'd come out, and that's you know
he's got the whole fiber optic thing going on.
That one will make the list. Yeah, super high speed fiber optic now too.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah. So where should we go? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Think long and hard and submit your contributions today in the program. Otherwise, I'll be forced to tell you how insane I am being driven by the media coverage of the whole Tom Brady Deflategate deal. Partly for this reason. I think it's an interesting little dilemma here. The guy gets 4 games, $2.1 million of fine. For largely skirting cooperation, basically, right? I mean, they don't know that he did it, but he wouldn't cooperate, so they basically had to say, well, we're going to give you 4 games because you're not cooperating. But here's what's driving me crazy about it all. For crying out loud, how about Hillary Clinton, who wants to be the president of the United States? and her emails, or all the things we don't know about Benghazi or everything. We're worried about some quarterback and deflated footballs. This is insane. Jamie and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, you're talking about places to do your show from. You ever been to the Buffalo Gap Ranch?
I have not.
That's a good place to go. We got our Friends NRA meeting there the last 2 years in February. A guy's name's Ole. He runs the place. He's got a quite an interesting story and real nice place out there. Probably be a good place for you guys to do your show from.
Well, it's got the word ranch in it, so you had me at ranch. Where is it at, Jamie?
Buffalo Gap. It's northwest of Medora. Not very far, maybe 5-10 miles, probably 5 miles.
Beautiful. It's on the list. It's as easy as that, Jamie. Easy as that.
Yeah, I got one more thing for you, Scott.
Let me have it.
They did this story in Madden about the guy shooting his gun off, one round went off, and they made sure they had to say it was an AR-15. If that was a bolt rifle, they wouldn't even imagine what kind of gun it was. All they would have said is rifle, but the media just loves to demonize those kind of guns. It pisses me off.
Don't they, though? I'm with you. Thanks, Shane. Yep. Appreciate the call. More coming up from Minot. Don't go away.
Easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Past the hour, brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. NDFB.org is the website where you can find out more about their membership benefits, by the way. NDFB.org. We joined a little later on by a friend of the Farm Bureau, Senator Don Shibley from Mott, North Dakota, talk about a couple of things you might not have heard about in the North Dakota legislative session that passed. One, that it provides some money for loans and scholarships. So, Mom and Dad, listen up. We'll have that a little later on in the program for you as well. And we're taking your suggestions on where we ought to broadcast from the rest of this spring and into summer as well. I haven't had a chance to put it up on Facebook yet. Todd, you want to go ahead and do that on the What's on Your Mind page so we can invite folks to weigh in that way as well?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll do that as well and take more of your calls here at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, or you can also email those in studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. As I mentioned earlier, we're broadcasting from Farm Credit Services of North Dakota today. Why? Because we are celebrating some of the recipients of the Rural Community Grant Fund that with some grants that are being decided on today will now total $2 million in community impacts throughout North Dakota, which is a great thing. And we're joined next by Bill York, who's the CEO of AgriBank Farm Credit Bank. AgriBank is a partner with Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, and Claude Sem, the CEO of Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, is here as well. Bill and Claude, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thanks for joining us.
Good to see you both. So let me start with you, Claude. Who is Farm Credit Services of North Dakota?
Farm Credit Services of North Dakota covers the 17 counties in northwestern North Dakota.
All right, and what do you do?
We loan money to farmers and ranchers throughout northwestern North Dakota. So if you're a farmer, there's a good chance that you probably have run across Farm Credit Services before, or a rancher.
Well, and an AgriBank is a partner in that, right, Bill?
Absolutely. We're AgriBank's based in St. Paul, Minnesota, and we provide funding to associations like Claude's here in North Dakota. We've got 17 such associations in 15 states in the upper Midwest.
And these grants that we're talking about today, the Rural Community Grant Fund, why do you do these?
We're happy to partner with the local associations to support initiatives, primarily because of the impact of minerals have had on western North Dakota. We have been the recipients over the years because of business dealings that we've had in North Dakota to own some mineral rights, and we believe it's absolutely appropriate to partner with Farm Credit in North Dakota and community organizations here to give back to the community.
Why is this important from your standpoint, Claude?
You know, farmers and ranchers is what built Farm Credit. We're here to support agriculture, and we want to give back to those communities that have given to us for so many, many years. Everybody has been devastated somewhat by the change in the oil and the price of oil and all the impacts from oil companies moving in, and the population has exploded. And we just wanted to give back to those communities to help them support them through these times.
And you have been in these meetings where you're looking at the need, right, and the opportunity for, a helping hand through the Rural Community Grant Fund. Talk a little bit about we're going to meet some of the recipients a little later on, but what, from your standpoint, most excites you about the help you've been able to give?
Well, it's exciting to give back to those individuals that have given so much to their communities. You know, there's just a significant amount of volunteers out through all the communities and all the cities in western North Dakota that's given of their time, given of their sometimes money and their efforts to make a difference and not only protect western North Dakota, but to help western North Dakota during these tough times. So.
Bill, how about you? What do you see when you see those applications?
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of effort out here, a lot of volunteer service, commitment to the community, people stepping up, and we just believe it's important for us as a central bank to provide some funds to recognize what they're doing and impact the communities positively. A lot of great things going on.
All right. Good to chat with you, fellas, and look forward to chatting a little more as we go throughout the day and meeting some of the recipients as well. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From AgriBank, the CEO, Bill York, and also Claude Sem, the CEO of Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, with us today on What's on Your Mind. We'll be meeting more of the folks as we go throughout the day. Some people that have already put some of those grant funds to work with the Rural Community Grant Fund as well, as we're live today at Farm Credit Services of North Dakota. 25 past the hour. Let's see a couple folks waiting to weigh in with invites and where we ought to go. Brendel in Bismarck has a suggestion. Hey, Brendel, what's on your mind?
Yes, that guy that just called in about the Buffalo Gap Ranch, it's Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch and Trailhead, and they are having a three-day concert, 19th, 20th, 21st of June, benefit for the North Dakota Wounded Warriors. Ole Goldberg out there, you should give him a call and definitely give him a plug for that big concert they're having for the Wounded Warriors.
What a great cause that will be, and it sounds like a wonderful venue for it as well. So the Buffalo Gap Ranch is a good suggestion that Jamie called in with earlier. You'd second that, huh, Brendel?
Yes, sir. A lot of big name artists on sports talk.
Yeah, we lost you, I think, Brendel, but I heard you say a lot of big-name artists. I assume you're talking about for the Wounded Warriors concert on June 19, 2021. Made a note here. We'll give Ole a call. We'll get a plug in, and it's on our list to consider a stop there for the What's on Your Mind tour stop. Celebrating the best of North Dakota. We have a little cabin fever, ladies and gentlemen, all right? Yeah, I know it was a pretty mild winter, but we still have a little cabin fever. And while we love being at Farm Credit Services of North Dakota here in Mandan today, and at all the places that we get the pleasure of broadcasting from, we also want to get, you know, outdoors a little bit, celebrate some of those things that maybe don't get the attention that they should. So need your help in that list. Kurt in Bismarck got a suggestion for us. Hey, Kurt, what's on your mind?
Hey, partner. I, like you, am a pie connoisseur. And if anybody in your local area in Bismarck, Mandan, doesn't stop in that Kroll's and get yourself a peach custard or a strawberry rhubarb custard pie, you are absolutely missing the boat.
Wow. So it's strawberry, rhubarb, and then custard?
Yes, it has a cream-filled custard. What's beautiful is the lady that owns Kroll's has taught, and she was the pie queen, but she's taught her daughter, and it's kind of a family thing. And let me tell you what, I can't have just one slice. I got to go for two.
We've had a little peach custard pie before, as I recall, Todd, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. We had one of our listeners.
Is the reason going for two is a bad thing? Or
well, no, see, I'm a big strawberry rhubarb fan, huge strawberry rhubarb fan, but I've never done the strawberry rhubarb custard thing,
yeah,
so Kurt's got me intrigued here.
This has a cream custard in it, and it's off the charts. It's not true. I'm 6'1 and 175 pounds. You can eat all the pie you want, just as long as you sweat a lot.
That's my problem then.
Okay.
So, first of all, pie is our weakness.
Jump on your Buffalo Gap situation because I happen to know Ole, and he is one fine gentleman. We go out there for rodeo events and team roping events, but that was a heck of a suggestion, and that guy is one heck of a host. He knows how to treat people, and that was a good suggestion. On that lodge, was remade off an original site, and anybody that ever gets a chance to go in there will absolutely be stunned by even from the indigenous days, the engineering and the size of those places. They're big enough.
Can't wait to see it. Great suggestions. Thanks, Kurt.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a Petrosyrup USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of two cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a Petrosyrup USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a Petrosyrup USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a Petrosyrup USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts 2 for $1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a Petrosyrup USA location near you, Petrosyrup USA, helping America fuel better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. We're trying to avoid talking about Deflategate today. Yeah. I don't like Tom Brady anyway. I mean, I wouldn't care if the guy got a suspension of 40 games, to tell you the truth. I don't like Tom
40?
Brady.
40?
I don't care. I don't care, but what I do care about is that how we're obsessed about this. I mean, Today's Show, Fox and Friends this morning, everywhere you turn, open a newspaper, they're freaking out over this, dumb controversy over deflated footballs, for crying out loud. You know, I mean, we have ISIS everywhere, for crying out loud. We have, Hillary Clinton, she didn't even turn over her emails. Well, my server will remain private. And this guy gets a $2.1 million fine in four games for not, cooperating more in an investigation over footballs, having a little less pressure than they should? What is the world coming to, for crying out loud? There, I'm talking about it. I don't want to talk about it. So,
wow. Trapped into it, didn't you?
But here's how you can help me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking for suggestions to cure our spring fever. Where should we broadcast this summer? Bring on the fun suggestions. Let us know, okay? And by the way, thanks to Jamie for the first suggestion, the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch and Trailhead. And we have a listener who, by the way, wants to correct something about the benefit that another caller called about. Dan on a Sentinel Butte on What's on Your Mind. Dan, what do we need to correct?
The previous caller said that the concerts were being given in support of a Wounded Warrior program, and that is incorrect. Wounded Warrior is a different organization and a trademarked name. The support is going to North Dakota Fallen Soldiers.
Oh, well, same premise, obviously, but closer to home,
right? The same premise, but a different organization, and I think Wounded Warriors is really touchy about the use of their name.
Yeah, they're a little weird that way. Way too much money, unfortunately, goes to administration with that organization more and more all the time, too, which is something I continue to hear about. Unfortunately, I have a buddy, a Purple Heart recipient, that's been working on that for a while, Rusty Ort, who was a member of the North Dakota Guard, and that's been kind of a mission of his, so it's a tough deal. But anyway, it's a great cause that you've selected, for sure, and the date's right, June 19, 2021?
That's correct.
All right, well, and we'll do some promotion of that before we get closer. But
I would like to second the suggestion that you hold a broadcast from Buffalo Gap.
You like that idea? All right.
Yeah, that'd be a good deal.
Well, I mean, that was our first suggestion today, and we're being overwhelmed with folks saying absolutely great idea. So glad to hear it. Appreciate that.
You bet.
All right, take care. Let's see here. Lori sends a note. Scott, please consider the Cheyenne Valley Craft Fair at Fort Ransom, September 26th and 27th. Cutest little town in the Cheyenne Valley, and lots to see that weekend. All right. We have the invite for the park down there, Fort Ransom, for the 50th anniversary. We're looking forward to that, working with the ranger down there to get that all arranged. And now we'll add this one to the list in that neck of the woods. More welcome as we go throughout the program today at 800-228-0550. North Dakota Farm Bureau brings you a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind, and we have a friend of the Farm Bureau, Senator Don Shibley, who is from Mott, North Dakota, joining us to talk about a couple of things you might not have heard about that passed the legislative session. Senator Shibley, nice to have you on the program. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Yeah, glad to have you. So, it's amazing how many things you guys do in the legislative session that do not get attention, right? I mean, you can usually about 10 things that kind of dominate the headlines and news coverage and chatter and hallways, but there's hundreds of things that that get done, and we're going to do our best to make sure we focus in on a couple of those, and I guess today would be a couple of prime examples of ones that are important, you know, pieces of legislation that did not necessarily get the attention that was due them. Let's start with the school construction low-interest loans. What was done in that regard, Senator?
Well, Scott, it was a continuation. We had an existing program the last 2 years of low-interest school loans of 1% up to $20 million for schools that had a remodeling or new construction. And the idea we had with it was Senate Bill 2178, and it was to continue that. But the money that we had before came out of the SIF fund, and as we know, our funds, you know, seemed to disappear, and there was a lot of other needs for that. So to continue our low-interest school construction loan, we had to find a different funding source, and we turned to the Bank of North Dakota and had them, they're going to loan out to $250 million worth from their assets. But they're also going to cover up some of the interest buy down out of their unreserved profits. So what we have for this biennium is $250 million of low interest loans at 2% to schools that for construction and remodel.
All right, so it's a you know, the interest rate bumped up a little bit, but there's more dollars there. It sounds like more, you can meet more need, huh?
Well, the thing is I guess we have the idea that interest rates are going to rise, and that you know, if they would go to 8% or even more, that we would be buying down a big chunk of that, and we didn't know if that's where we wanted to go. So we thought 2% was more reasonable, and it's still a way better deal than you can get anywhere else. But with the Bank of North Dakota funding this, it did create some problems, though, because they can only lock in the interest rates for 10 years. So it's the 2% up for 10 years, and then it's at their basis points after that. So if their interest rate goes up after that, it would be slightly higher, but it would still be a 2-3% discount of interest rates than you could get anywhere else.
Does this help the schools?
Oh, absolutely. That's probably a true property tax relief, because on a $13 million project, it'd probably be over the life of a loan of 20-year loan. It would probably be $5-6 million worth of savings, which would be direct property tax relief to that school district.
And is there more need than can be met with a program like this? In other words, is this, in your mind, going to be a well-utilized program?
Well, the last biennium when we did that, we had $200 million that went out, and actually most of that was spoken for within the first 8 months. So, yeah, there was quite a bit of need. Right now we feel there's shovel-ready projects for this year, 2015, of about $110 to $115 million. So, yeah, I think the need is there. One thing that this bill did do is that it did split that money in half, and it puts criteria on the schools that apply, so that the ones that are in more need get access to these funds first.
Yeah, especially in your part of the world, there's quite a bit of need. I know Steve Holland has done a nice job up in Watford City of explaining to legislators how they, you know, where they fall between the cracks, so to speak, right? And just, you know, have a booming school but don't have the funding resources that a Bismarck, a Fargo, West Fargo, Grand Forks would have. And this is the kind of thing where, while it's not ideal, at least it meets the need out there, right? I mean, so is that what you're saying to make sure that you're going to give it to a school in need more than ahead of a school that has other ways that they can get the funds?
Sure, and the thing is, if there's enough money, everybody will get it until the money runs out. But if there's not enough money, or if we have more projects waiting that there is enough money for, then it's based on safety and obsolescence and probably rapid enrollment. And they apply through the Department of Public Instruction, and they go through the criteria and make sure that the schools with the most need get opportunities, these loans first. And that's kind of the idea is what we need it, that making this an ongoing project that our most needy schools get funded first.
That's a good deal. That's again, one of those issues that doesn't necessarily get a lot of attention. Also understand that there was a constitutional measure in Senate Continuing Resolution 4003. Am I saying that right? SCR 4003?
Yes.
Which provides money for loans and scholarships. Tell me about that.
Well, it's a continuation of what we did, but what it does is it taps into the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. And the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund is a fund that was started in 1994, and the whole intent of this fund was to protect our foundation aid stabilize our payments to our schools. And the idea was this, is that we would put a 20% of our extraction tax put away, of our oil extraction tax would be put away into this fund to protect the schools from losing funding in a shortfall of our budgets. Well, that was put in 94, and we never thought it was going to grow to the point where it is. I think right now it's about $611 million, estimated to be at the end of the 15-17 biennium of $750 million. This fund has only been used once, and it was used in the 2002 session, I believe, of about just over $5 million. And that's the only time that fund has been used. You know, so this is one of those funds that I guess we get, accused of putting money away. And then it's also a fund that's locked by the Constitution so that we can't access to that. So what 4003 is going to do is a constitutional amendment that would allow us to crack into these funds. But the first thing is that it's going to protect the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, because it's going to lock that at 15% of the current school year's funding for the program. So take, for instance, of this year, which we're just about $2 billion, at 15% of that, that's going to lock that at $300 million. At 15%, that should be more than enough that we would ever need to cover a shortfall in any funding. If that would not be enough, there would be other serious problems, and we would have to look at something else like a special session or something like that. But additional to that, so what this does, if this constitution measure were passed, this measure would be in the November 16th election. And what it's going to ask the people of North Dakota is to vote on is that we have access to these funds. The first part of that is, like I said, the 15% would be to shore up this 15% of this Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. The second part of this is it would create two other funds. One of them would be $200 million into a revolving school loan fund. And just like I talked about before, it would create an ongoing fund for schools to construct in the future. Going back to the school construction, if this would be $200 million and the interest rates and the premiums would come, the principal would come back to this fund, at some point this fund would become self-sufficient and we would have a certain amount of money that would be available every biennium for schools to tap in for remodels and new construction. The second part of this fund would be $200 million would be put into a scholarship endowment fund. Now, this endowment fund would be $200 million would be put away into a fund that would draw interest, and only the interest or the profits from the fund would be allowed to use for scholarships. And the intent of 4003 would be that the money would be only for existing scholarships, and it would be able to pay for that. So there again, it would take money. It would just use the profits from this fund, and it would pay for some of the funds that we are pending through the general fund. So it would help our general fund. It would cut down the cost of our scholarships, and it would use these funds in both of these avenues that would be something for far-reaching,
That will require a yes vote on the ballot measure, then, a constitutional measure, come November 16th. So hang on a second, if you would, Senator. We'll finish this on the other side of the break, and want folks to know who would be eligible for those scholarships, too. Long time away for the vote, but nonetheless, stay tuned, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Are you a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with years of experience? Then Braun Intertech would like to talk with you. Braun Intertech has been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners and growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, whether in the field, in the lab, or anywhere helping clients. And you're needed now if you're a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with experience. You can choose your place of work, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and live anywhere in between. BraunIntertech.com, BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about this great company and these incredible opportunities. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. And listen for our special stop on the Best Places to Work tour, broadcasting live from the Braun Intertech Bismarck location on May 14th to find out more about these great opportunities from Braun Intertech. Online at BraunIntertech.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. By the way, if you go to ndfb.org, you'll find all kinds of examples on how you can save money just by being a member. $50 a year, and you can't believe the savings. I mean, it's well, to tell you what, there's a Polaris deal going on right now, where you can take your $300 Farm Bureau incentive and couple that with rebates that are already going on at Polaris and have like $1,400 off. The Ranger 570, the XP 900, $900 off the Sportsman 570, 1,000 off the 850 or the 1,000 of the ACE. Details at ndfb.org. Check that out, ndfb.org, one of our fine sponsors here. And it's also time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We do that on Tuesdays as well. Nate, who is a precision farming specialist from Grand Forks, talks about why farmers are looking to reduce input costs this year.
Well, there has been a huge focus for the lack of moisture this winter.
and going into dry field conditions this spring. Many farmers in my area are able to plant into some moisture, but have concerns about getting rain to get the crop growing once it emerges. A common topic has been reducing inputs and eliminating any unnecessary expenses for this year. Many are researching what technologies can make their farms more efficient. I have seen some growers move to a more accurate GPS system to save on trips across the field and fuel and labor costs. Sprayer section control and planter section clutches have been a hot topic this spring in order for the growers to put their seed and fertilizer in the right place at the right time. Growers are working with their local NRCS offices and programs available to help fund their equipment needs to become a better steward of the land.
Now you know why we want to take what's on your mind out to see this firsthand. And I have a list just from that conversation with Nate about all the things that are going on in precision agriculture. It would be fascinating to watch unfold. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. And we're chatting with Senator Don Scheibele, who is from Mott, North Dakota, friend of the Farm Bureau today on the program. Before the break, he was talking about something you've got an opportunity to vote on a year from November regarding a constitutional measure, and it specifically would provide money for loans and scholarships. So now these are scholarships that already exist. There's nothing new in this scholarship program. This is basically just a way to fund that scholarship differently that relieves pressure on other areas of state funding. Am I right, Senator?
Yes, you're correct. That's our merit scholarships and our need scholarships, which are both existing programs that we have. And if you would take, assume that we would receive 4% from this endowment fund, that would generate enough money to fund half of the cost of those scholarships existing. You know, so that's kind of that takes money off, takes money that we would have to take off the table from other expenses. So there again, it's providing, half of our scholarship funding and freeing up some other money that we would have and then not spending real quick this foundation aid stabilization money, which was called somewhat of a savings account.
Yeah, but it's also a good opportunity to remind folks that these scholarships exist. I mean, these are funded with your taxpayer dollars right now, and yes. You need to know that they're out there. How do folks how do they apply for these? How can they learn more about the merit?
Well, these scholarships are twofold. There's a career and tech side of it, and then there's the merit based scholarship. But it's through your high school. You just apply it through your guidance counselor through your school. But the criteria is you have to have a ACT of 24 score. And take all the required classes, and I believe you have to have a 3.0 grade point. So it's a merit type scholarship, which makes kids work for it. And the idea was so that we had school kids that were deciding early that would get on track, stay on track, and then would give that. But this is a pretty good payment. It's $6,000 over 4 years. So, it's a pretty good chunk of change that they would get if they just maintain these grades and stay on track and get done. So, that's our merit base, and our needs-based scholarship is basically based on the need of the families and the households, and they get the scholarships through that.
Do you anticipate that the ballot measure, this constitutional measure that November 16th folks will be able to vote on, will be, provoke much controversy? Is everybody going to see this as a smart move?
Well, I don't see any controversy in it. I guess, the controversy that we had in the session is what we're talking about. It is this was, just take what we got is what we assumed before. If we had $750 million, and that's what the projection is now for at the time of the 17th session. But, so we would put $300 million away, which would be the 15% of the foundation aid stabilization, and put $200 million in the endowment scholarship fund and $200 million in the revolving school loan fund, that would still leave $50 million. And the idea of that is other educational sources, which could include property tax relief. But there was two things. We wanted to, open this fund because it was funds that were just sitting there with absolutely no use that we could use for. And then if we did open it up, we wanted to be responsible with the money so to make sure that it was with the people's best interest at heart and not just, wasting it at a one-time spending or something. So we were looking for ideas that would be long-term and far-reaching. And I think with the school construction loan, that would eventually become self-sufficient. portion, the scholarship endowment, and then anything left over would be able to be used for, you know, school payments or property tax relief. I think that that covers the mission that we have. So I don't know if there'll be any objections to it. I don't think so. I just probably would be some questions of maybe we should spend it on different things or different things in education. So I don't know of anybody that'd be against this. It's just that we want to be responsible with the people's money, and I think that was the intent of so much discussion that we had in this bill.
Makes sense, and we're starting early and making sure you know about it coming up a year from November. There's also some other things in here on the school construction loan, interest loan, you know, changes and a few other things as well. Senator Don Scheible, thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it very much. More coming up from Mandan. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.